Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, wherever you may be. Welcome to yet another fantabulous episode of the Fluid Talks podcast with me, one of your hosts, Michael.
And I, D. Roger.
And Kohosi, is this the same name you used last week?
Yes, yeah, actually it is. It actually is. He's consistent. Very. He's been surprisingly consistent this time. So far, these three sessions, it's been consistent.
Gracias, muchachos.
Surprisingly, but it's fine. You guys are good?
Mm-hmm. Crystal.
Excellent. Tony, how's your vision? Double, single, triple? Like, are you seeing clearly? Do you see things clearly?
Yeah, crystal.
All right, excellent. That's good to hear.
So this week you're thinking on your toes?
No. I'm just asking him an honest question that he seems a bit too slow to get, but it's fine. Go see, you've been good?
Yes, I have.
Most excellent. Most?
Excellent.
There we go. So, barring any upcoming or any strange things, onto the news, yes?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. As always.
Why does it gotta sound like that?
Welcome to the news. What's your news is? Or should I go first?
Breaking news. Did you know that Microsoft services were down?
Yes.
Yes. You did. And it's fixed. Yes. Thank you for coming to me. But yes, a couple of users could not access their services. And it must have been funny, you know, with the whole tech layoff thing going on. So it must have been confusing. Have I been laid off or is just my company services? That's not working. But I'm sure it made for good banter afterwards. And on to the next person.
Righty. C, do you want to go first or should I?
Go first.
Alrighty. So, following up on something I'd mentioned in the last episode, Twitter officially bans third-party clients. You could build third-party clients for Twitter that integrate with their API, but you know, after playing like, oh, we don't know what's happening. Oh no, third-party clients are banned. You can no longer build a third-party client for Twitter based on new developer rules. That's my news item number one.
Did you guys know people can mine asteroids?
Like the ones on our solar system?
Yes.
I know some ninis were used to get, I guess, samples yeah. Or anyway, carry on.
So there's this startup company called Astroforge. They're setting to launch their first space mission this year around October. And they want to mine the asteroids up there. So like they want to get like platinum metals from the asteroids in space.
Not diamond?
No. Wow.
Took you long enough. Anyway, that's interesting. Well,
would you like to own a piece of an asteroid?
Not particularly, no. Mm. I mean, it's just like it's. Maybe I'm not rich enough to have these problems.
No, I think the whole idea of the company is to make it low cost.
Yeah.
So I don't think you need to exclusively be rich.
Maybe I'm not. Okay, maybe I'm not low cost enough. I don't know. I can play this however I want. Yes.
All right, on my next news item, starting January 30th, players who have Fortnite, iOS, macOS, and Google will be unavailable to players who are under 18. So I'm sure you remember from all the war that was going around in between Apple and Fortnite back in 2022, I think they discontinued or they pull the plug on their apps. But if you had already downloaded the app, you could still continue to play. But now it's coming back officially, and they say we want all versions of our games to use the current suite of Epic online services, including parental controls, purchasing defaults, and parental verification features. They said this in a tweet. And so if you're an Epic gamer, see what I did there? Yeah, check out Fortnite and just hope you are under 18 to continue enjoying all the good games.
Kumbe ni under 18. Some in engage. Anyway, co-hosts, you have... Do you have any other news?
I don't have any other.
Right. So Tony, have you ever heard of a prime minister of a country being fined?
Fined. No.
Fined for?
Like being fined for misdemeanor.
Mm-mm.
So Britain's prime minister, Rishi Sunak, was fined.
Already?
Because of an Instagram video which showed him in a moving vehicle without a seatbelt on.
Was he backseat or front seat?
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't matter. He was in a moving vehicle without a seatbelt on.
The rules are you're supposed to put on your seatbelt whenever in a car, moving vehicle.
FYI, it looks like he's in the backseat.
Yeah, then he shouldn't be fined.
Why?
Everyone else in Britain should be fined.
Anyway, so yes.
I shouldn't be fined. That's leading my example.
He was fined. For that. Interesting. Instagram ruins careers.
As a lawyer, I would be like, this video is probably edited and there's actually footage showing that.
And that's why you're not a lawyer.
And that is exactly why law is not the thing I'm practicing.
And that's why you're not a lawyer. But now
how
just...
How much was he fined? How much was he fined?
I think the thing carries... It's a violation that can result in a fine of up to £500. So, you know, it's not... It's
pocket change.
It's a lot of money here.
For him. We're talking in his context.
Yeah, fair enough. So that I quickly run through the rest of my things. In case you did not know, there was a bit of a... I don't want to say storm, but... CNET, if you know of it, CNET had a number of AI-generated articles that were not attributed as such. There was a bit of a thing about it. You can read all about the drama, I guess, behind it and whatnot. Another news item, there was a school in the US that had its lights on all year for more than a year.
Wait, that electricity bill.
So it's the lights are on during the day, the lights are on during the night. And no one could switch them off.
Why?
Tech gone wrong. Read about it in the link below. In the link in the description box.
That bill must have been way.
So, yeah, that's it for my news. That's it for my news. Oh, also another thing, interesting thing that I came across is that ExxonMobil, you know ExxonMobil?
Mm-hmm.
They had been making predictions on temperature increase, so climate change predictions, and their predictions were scarily spot on, all while claiming that the science, you know, science is still, and again, read about it in the link in the description box. That's it for my news. What about yours? Is
I am done.
Alrighty, you're done.
Finito.
Excellent. Now on to today's topic of discussion. Right. So. Now, depending on your circles online or not, actually, it's not just online. Like even in news media, proper news media, you'll have likely heard of tech. Well, notably big tech, but tech layoffs or, depending on where you're from, retrenchments. There's a lot of that that's been happening in recent times. A lot of it. It's like it's suddenly become popular. And that's what we're going to talk about today. That's what you're going to talk about. Sorry, wrong tone, right? I should sound a bit more
like
serious.
You sound so happy.
I should sound a bit more serious. Okay, that's what we're going to be talking about today. Yeah, so... First things first, you all have your opinions formed.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, yes, guy behind the mic also agrees. So, what are your thoughts on the layoffs?
Those are so many people losing jobs. Too many. But it was inevitable. I mean, big tech companies or whatever companies these were went on a hiring spree during COVID just to cater for the workforce, people working from home. Mm-hmm. Now that economy ni mbaya, they can't cater for them anymore. So
people
are being laid off.
Excellent. What are your thoughts? What's your position on the matter?
Nobody likes losing a job. That's one.
Yes.
But let me paint a picture for you first of all, okay? So far, more than 150,000 jobs in 2022, okay, that's 2022, were slashed out of the economy. And just in 3 weeks of 2023, layoffs have climbed more than 30% of that figure.
Okay, so you're going to have to state your sources. This one, you're going to have to start stating your sources. This is one of those episodes where you will need to state your sources. So,
computer
yes.
world.
Huh?
Computer world.
Guy behind the mic, just kill his feet. So, all right. Anyway, carry on. You are painting a picture.
Yes. So, January 20th, Google announces it's cutting 12,000 jobs. January 18th, Microsoft CEO Satya himself confirms the plan to lay off 10,000 workers. January 16th, Google-backed ShareChat lays off 20% of its staff. Alphabet Robotics, its subsidiary Intrinsic, lays 20% off. Another Alphabet-owned company, 15% off. Informatica, 7%. Salesforce, 8,000. Spotify, 6%.
Wait, why are you switching from whole numbers to percentages? Why are you switching from whole numbers to percentages?
Amazon, 18,000. Right. So now, as host C has mentioned, there was massive hiring that happened during, let me call it the COVID era, for various reasons. Now, my take on the layoffs could be driven by profitability. So if you check historically, anytime there's a layoff means you see the stock price going up. And what that means, did you guys see this guy who, I forgot his name though, but he's a billionaire who was saying Google didn't slash enough, they should continue slashing. Did you guys see such a thing?
Nay, I did not.
Yeah, but there's this one, I don't know if he's an investor or, he's a billionaire nonetheless. And I think he has, you know, interest in the Google stock, for instance, right? And once Google said they're going to be slashing 12,000, he's like, you guys are not slashing enough. You should slash like 25% of your workforce. I take that with a grain of salt, right? And if you do some analysis, most investors share the same sentiment in the terms of it looks like this management of these companies are finally wanting to do house cleaning or getting the house in order for the financial year. And what that means is dividends are on the way, which means more money to go around or to give out. Right. So, in a way, I don't think it's as simple as we're in a recession. Because if you check the numbers, actually, we are positive recession. Meaning, in December, there was a slight, or November, December, there was a slight bump, but it was still less than 1%. The economy actually rose by 0.something%. And that's a positive indicator of a healthy economy, right? Maybe not the fastest growing, but it means you're not in a recession yet, right? Has there been signs of a recession? Yes. But it's not a full recession in the terms of it doesn't fit all the variables that need to make it become one big recession to guarantee massive layoffs. But are layoffs that in themselves an effective strategy for companies towards productivity? Arguably, yes. And so my opinion is it's not very black and white. And I believe multiple companies have multiple, if not one, reason as to why they're doing the layoffs. I don't think it's one shoe fits all.
The billionaire is called Sir Christopher Horn.
Yeah, thank you.
Christopher Horn.
Yes.
Like Pembe.
Like H-O-H-N.
H-O-H-N. Oh, ah. Hi. Got it. Not Pembe.
What's your take?
One, I have two. I think that the layoffs were, one, self-inflicted by the companies, and two, unnecessary.
Why unnecessary?
That's sort of almost contradicting, but yeah, go ahead.
Unnecessary because it's, my focus here will be on big tech, especially for the second one, but I'd say it's unnecessary because, sorry, get behind the mic, am I audible enough? Guy behind
it's
the
not
mic,
yet,
can you?
Clearly.
Am I audible enough? All right, excellent. So I was saying, especially in the case of big tech, I'd say it's unnecessary because, well, it kind of leads to the first, but unnecessary because it's simply a case of focusing in. From my take is that, or from the outside looking in, is that their focus is more on shareholder value rather than on what is, because it's not really necessary. I really don't think they're necessary. It's more of, like I said, shareholder value. I'll get into that a bit later. But
aren't companies built in the interest of the shareholder value?
That is the traditional way of looking at it, yes.
I don't know. It is the way companies operate.
That's the traditional way of looking at it. Yes.
What's the modern way of looking at it?
No, I wouldn't.
It bottles down to the bottom line.
Yes, and arguably the bottom line, again, bottom line hasn't been my focus here. Again, my focus
hasn't
here
been
being
hurt,
on big tech.
And I agree.
It hasn't really been hurt.
Let me paint a picture.
Yes.
Alphabet, Google.
Yes.
They did $17 billion in profit. Are you telling me 12,000 people can eat up 17 billion?
So it's...
Well, 12,000, not 12 people.
12,000 people. It feels very much like a shareholder-driven thing rather than for the needs of the company. Yes, I get it. Small-scale companies, small-scale organizations, you know, with a staff of 50 and all of a sudden customer spending has declined. I can get it. I can understand.
Which it has.
I can understand why certain tech firms would, especially on the lower end of the spectrum, would choose to lay people off, but not on the big scale, not on the large scale, not on the scale that Microsoft, Amazon, Google, all these companies, all these big companies are operating at. And as a point of interest, note there's one company missing from that.
Apple.
There we go.
Yeah, which I was going to bring up. Like I found it almost admirable what Tim Cook did by taking, was it up 45% of something, 45% pay cut this year in favor of doing massive layoffs. Right? Because if you really think about it, meaning like, yeah, you get what I'm saying. Yes, meaning like not meaning.
Instead of, if that's the word you're looking for.
Yes. It sets a precedent that I think most heavily capitalistic companies wouldn't want to go. And like most of the money in circulation or eating up a huge chunk of the cash flow is always on the executive level, right? Those are the ones who are having, you know, multi-million bonuses, you know, they're already making millions, but they're also earning like multi-million bonuses. And if you trickle that downwards, that's like, if you say we are going to reduce executive bonuses by 50%, you've saved pretty much a huge chunk of the workforce already who actually have families and homes and actually probably need that money more for, you know, basic needs and, you know, all that. But at the same time, do you know what I blame?
What?
Who do you blame?
Let me not say blame. A variable that I think most people either have not looked at or not is in social media, there's been a lot of a day in the life of videos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And those videos are ridiculous. Okay. It's like, I don't know if you've watched any A Day in the Life, but most of them have been popular in terms of showing the good side. So like, I wake up at, you know, 9, I'm in the office at 11,
I go breakfast, have breakfast,
the breakfast is from the company, we're having, you know, filet mignon, you know, for lunch, you know, just...
You go for massage at
you know,
this
we go
time.
For massage. So the, it begs the question, what time are you working?
Wait, get behind the mic. Get behind the mic. Where? Gabby, it's fine. Forget it. Like it's the moment is gone. It's
he's probably watching one of the Day in Their Lives.
He probably is. It's fine. You know, carry on with what you're doing. I shall not disturb you again. Carry on.
And like maybe this has painted a picture where, okay, if everybody is literally being coming to the office for the food and the perks and everything like that, then it means like a good chunk of the workforce isn't being productive. They're mm-hmm. getting free money, right? So why not cut out that 6% to 15% of the workforce that's not being productive at all? And you know, but here's the funny part of how the layoffs have taken place. It almost seems random. And when I say random, I mean easy,
mm-hmm.
right? And like the weirdest thing is people are waking up. Some even don't even know that they've been laid off until their badge doesn't work.
Emma, they can't log in.
Oh, they can't log in. Like,
I thought that was just a Twitter thing.
No,
no.
Oh, it's across like, the
across the board.
Wow, isn't that something?
Right. So there have been a lot of like backlash in terms of how they're handling this. Like, there's almost zero personal touch. To it, right? Like in the tradition that you'd expect your manager, if they are not being laid off either, to hey,
yes, right?
Like your manager to be the one to be going, oh, I'm sorry, but you know we're gonna have to lay you off because of X, Y, Z, you know, and stuff like that. This one's you and you're there together. You're trying. you have a scheduled meeting, and none of you can join the meeting. So you're WhatsApping whatever it is that you use, and be like, you know, what's happening. Yeah, it's sad.
I, as I was prepping for this episode, I took a note of a few things that I don't know stood out to me. Because you'd mentioned that COVID saw a hiring spree, and yo, it did. COVID-19 was the tech boom that many people did not expect.
Mm-hmm.
But was a godsend to many people. And I feel, I don't know, a number of comments you'll see online revolve around how is it that all of a sudden X number of roles have been made redundant? How is it, why is it that all of a sudden you've gone from needing person A, B, C, D or hiring for positions A, B, C, D or X, Y, Z to not needing them. And looking at things, there is a bit of merit to that. So for as an example, where is it? So Salesforce, depending on the numbers you look at, laid off between 7,000 and 8,000 people. And in their case, they moved from 48,000 staff in October 2019 to 80,000 in October 2022.
Whoa, that's almost 2x.
Yes, so they
people.
That is if doing the numbers, 32,000 people. That's just Salesforce. Salesforce is not okay. Salesforce is not a small company.
It's big.
It is big. It is big, but it's not
comparative.
It's not Microsoft. It's not Amazon. It's not Apple level.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just let's say mid level. mid-level. So
upper
from
mid-level.
Upper mid-level. So from 48,000 to 80,000. The example of Microsoft. Microsoft between, hold up. Microsoft between June 2021 and June 2022 had 40,000 people.
And how many did they have before?
It's a big number.
It's a big number. But that's not
plus
important.
Plus 40,000.
Plus 40,000 in the space of 1 year.
And these other guys did it in almost 4 months.
1 year. In the space of 1 year, 40,000 people. So, what has changed? Like, is it suddenly that the rules are no longer needed? Or what? Or, like, you know, that's one question I guess many people have. Like, why? Continuing that statistic or continuing that trend, give me one moment. So I used you can check this out, a site called TrueUp. Let me check it out. Yeah. So as of September 2022, Amazon had 65,558 job openings. That went down to 3,248 as of 25th Jan. So that's like 20 times about. Google, 2814 as of September, down to 1012 as of Jan. Of course, this might be automated tools and some of these things, mm-hmm. some of these openings are redundant, but Microsoft went from 4146 in September to 1008 in Jan.
Here's something I read that I can't confirm this, but most of those layoffs are actually non-technical roles.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And big tech is tech. Mm-hmm. Right? So it wouldn't make sense for them to fire a lot of tech roles.
Unless you're Twitter.
But then I saw a different borderline conspiracy comment that says, so Elon Musk posted like a picture with him like almost like 10 something engineers or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And from the picture, they were all foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody commented funny and said, so one comment was like, I bet these people, like, they look very serious, like they will build the next Twitter to be like something, 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 right? And then one guy said, in actual sense, those are all H1B1 visa people, which means that they're being held hostage because after you're laid off, you have 3 months, I think. 3 months before you are forced to go back to your country or look for another company that's willing to sponsor you and stuff like that. So it's like, dude, he knows who he fired and he left the people who he can control. And I'm like, maybe?
Yeah, nah,
it's a probable. It's probable, but I don't think he's that malicious of a man. But then...
You never know.
But then, I don't know him personally.
And
it's
and
all in the realm of possibilities. And I understand how such a chess move would be made.
Yeah, I actually get it because these guys can't leave.
You're going nowhere.
Unless you get another job.
Yeah, that's true.
So you need to be actively looking for a job. You're not going anywhere.
Yes. It's a way to buy loyalty without actually being...
Without actually being what? Or without spending money? Ah. Okay. That's a profound thought.
Oh, this is another theory.
Yes.
Cheap labor. Well, he can keep them hostage and then say, I will offer you this contract with this amount of these terms.
Or you go. Speaking of cheap labor, I think these tech layoffs mean something for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And this is based on the economic shift from a workforce that's happening right now. Right? And I'm making a prediction here, borderline prediction.
Mm-hmm.
All these 150,000 jobs that have been lost, right? The ones that can be done remotely will probably come to Africa, to the developing nations, and they'll be able to achieve the same at half the cost.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's going to happen majorly. You'll see a whole lot of EMEA positions,
mm-hmm.
and most likely you'll be replacing someone else, but at half the price.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same, if not better, quality of productivity and efficiency.
I may suggest something different.
Let's hear it.
That all these layoffs just mean that people will shift around. What I mean by that is yes, you've left Microsoft. Yes, you've left Microsoft. You just might end up at Amazon or something along those lines. Simply because these companies are not going to stop hiring. Well, for some are
still hiring.
Some are still actively. In fact, in his memo to the team, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella said that while yes, we are laying off. Let me look for the exact words.
Hold up.
Those words are where they are. Right.
And you quote.
Let's see. So that. While we are eliminating roles in some areas, we will continue to hire in key strategic areas. So it's not that job freezes are happening. In some companies, yes, I think like Meta has some hiring freeze.
Yeah, they've had for a while now.
But I think, yes, it's sad that all these thousands of people have lost their jobs, but I think they just might revolve or end up in the startup space or export their skills. For point number one of rotating like around, like going to different jobs. So this, one of the sites I used as a source for, or as I was doing research, their whole premise is jobs in these tech firms, whether it's big tech or startups, but yes. And there were still tens of thousands of jobs as being listed as being open. So I see that as a...
No, I definitely see a rotation happening. But do you know what else I see is some fire startups will start popping in 2023.
Yeah.
I mean, these people will get frustrated and then like, let me start something.
Because you'll see, most of them were young. They have the runway to do their own thing for the next 6 months to 1 year.
Mm.
And they will try and build something. And so I expect to see some pretty hot startups being chucked.
And open source projects too.
And all open source projects.
Mm.
If not both, yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? Do you think this will have ramifications for the rest of 2023?
Yes. It will set a precedent. But then again, history repeats itself. All you have to do is check history. This is a downtime. An uptime is coming.
Oh, sorry. Something else that I just remembered and noted down. So this is still to do with Microsoft. But so the layoffs at Microsoft, based on some analysts, would save the company about $2.5 billion over the next 12 months, or 14 cents per share. Read into that what you will. Read into that what you will. But what are your thoughts on the matter? Are you one of the unfortunate souls who has been affected by big tech's moment of reckoning? Hit us up. We'd be glad to hear your story. Share it with the world. Yeah. With that being said...
Wait. I have a question.
Yes.
With all these big techs firing people...
Yes.
Other industries going to follow suit? Or are they following suit?
I'm going to say tech... Sorry, Tony.
Right now, tech is the most affected.
And also, tech is known for excesses. If I could put it...
Tech has this way of stretching too much,
mm-hmm.
then it needs to shrink. It's part of the health thing of tech. Or self-regulating, weird self-regulating thing about tech.
Yeah.
In my opinion, yes.
So I don't... I'm going to say I don't really see too much of that happening in other industries.
Because you see, like most industries are very human capital based in the sense of if I'm in manufacturing, I actually need human hands for majority of the tasks that need to be done by human if they're not automated. So what am I going to let go of those hands? Probably not.
But yeah, we stand to be corrected and we stand to see what the future holds.
Well, we are not these gurus of this topic, so...
Oh, also, sorry, disclaimer, we are not financial advisors or legal advisors. Please remember that.
Or career advisors.
Or career advisors. So bear that in mind. But yeah, I think that brings us to... Oh, guy behind the mic, you're now you're listening, huh? Now you're listening.
You're fired.
But yeah, if you've been affected, just hit us up. Let us know. We'd love to share your story. And guy behind the mic, please, just when you're done with this episode, just pack your stuff and go. With that being said,
FTG out.